Usually I do a whole spiel where I introduce everybody in the meeting, but since we're short on time today, I will just start with a very enthusiastic Tatiana from Ginger. Hello there.
Great to have you on the show. Hi.
Hi, well, thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You are announcing your European tour, which will be starting in January 2026. And I just wanted to grab you for a few minutes and talk to you about, firstly, of course, the tour. What is it that your fans can be excited about to see at the shows?
Well, so knowing my audience, our audience, I know that they love my outfits, so they definitely can rely on seeing a new outfit. I will try my best to impress them as hard as I can. And well, we also been working since summer on new stage setup. Of course, it's not, well, I cannot tell you what it's going to be. I mean, you know, we like LED lights, so that's that. That's our style. But yeah, we've been shifting some ideas here and there, you know, and playing with new setup on the lights, with the lights on the stage. But yeah, all the crazy ideas had to gone had to go because you know, the stage sizes are always different from city to city, and yeah, we have to kind of like put it all together to make it work on every stage on the tour, so we don't bring with us a bunch of equipment that we won't even use. So yeah, news, you know, and of course new songs do well. It's going to be some songs that we haven't played live yet. So yeah, our tour is basically focused on the latest album Do Well. So that's what you're going to heard. That's what you're going to hear. I mean...
you're also on the road with two bands, one of which just recently reunited. That's the band Textures. Did you for the tour? Be honest. Did you guys just go up to the guys at from the band Textures and say, "We're going on tour. We need you. Put your band back together." Or how did the composition of you and your very special guests on that tour come together? Uh-huh.
Well, there were a lot of good candidates, but I don't know. I remember the evening we were choosing the band, but I don't know. I don't even know how we ended up with this kind of setup. I think we were just grabbing bands that are slightly or more than slightly fit our niche. You know, we are a niche band, you know, we are aware of that, so we like to bring good musicians, you know, good talented musicians with us.
The next question regards the tour that starts on October 31st, and specifically the October 31st, that you're on the road with Trivium and also with, I need to cut that in, Harriet. And the 31st of October is, of course, Halloween. Is there anything special planned for that show in Myrtle Beach?
No, you know what? Every time we go on tour, so obviously the fall is a great time to go on tour, especially around the US. And I have no idea how many times we've already celebrated Halloween. I mean, I wouldn't say we celebrate it because it's not in our culture. You know, we like, although I'm non-religious, but grew up in Orthodox Christian family, half Christian, half atheist. So, yeah, and so it's not even in, not only not in our religion, but not in our culture at all. So, I know a lot of people who are from the same area. They like Halloween for just the sake of fun and dressing up, but I don't. And yeah, we did a couple like costumed shows, like we dressed up, but honestly, this goes so wrong. You know, it's so, it goes, our music and the dressing up like freak show, for the freak show, it goes not go well, you know. It doesn't go well together. So no, we don't. I don't think we plan to do anything super fun, super Halloweeny. Yeah. 'Cause I also, yeah, I feel a little awkward and a little cringe when I do that, honestly. And I'm pretty sure I can tell for the rest of the guys from Ginger.
Well, I pretty much ran into a roadblock there because the next question would have regarded some costumes that you wore around the Halloween time that I dug up from your Instagram. Mainly regarding the one from 2022 where you dressed up as Frida Kahlo.
Ah, was it in 2022 or 2023? Well, so it was before we played. It was before we went on tour with POD. So me and my husband went to San Diego, to the old city, and dressed like, so he was dressed like a mariachi musician, and I was dressed like Frida Kahlo. And I don't think people even, they like, people on the streets, they didn't even know who I was. And honestly, we were the only people who dressed up, you know. And yeah, that's what made me like a little odd, like odd. Probably that was the last time I dressed up, because I didn't want to look like a fool when, you know, if you go to a carnival and you dress up like some crazy chick and there's no one wearing a costume, so what the, it puts you in a weird position, you know. So yeah.
It definitely can. I had a long period of my life trying to dress like a normal person, and that felt like a costume. That made me feel weird. I can't imagine how costuming up and jumping into a horde of normal people would feel like. But is there any special fascination that you have with Frida Kahlo since you wore her as a costume?
Yeah, well, I love Frida Kahlo. You know, I've been a fan, and on the road, in South America and Mexico and the US, I get something from time to time. In the past, I had more presents containing Frida Kahlo items, like socks, earrings, makeup with her on the. On the packaging, you know, all kind of merch with Frida Kahlo. And that day, I was getting ready so hard for this costume, and I don't know even why, because at the end of the day, no one around me, except my husband, were wearing any costumes. Like, I didn't understand why, although it was Halloween, so. Anyways, it was kind of in vain what I did, but I really liked wearing this costume. It was actually like the whole, the set, the skirt and the blouse. I bought it online, and it was like not a designer, but it's one of a kind costume that I bought on Etsy, I guess, and it costed like $300 or
Oh,
something.
God.
It was like original Mexican dress from some area. I don't know. I don't remember. Oaxaca or something. Some state in Mexico.
It really did its job. I scrolled through your Instagram and went like, "Yo, that's Frida Kahlo. How did she end up in Tatiana's Instagram feed?"
I really like that one. And if you found the one more, that was Amy Winehouse. That was in the US too during the tour with, I don't remember with him with whom, but I dressed up like Amy Winehouse. That was fun too. But with the wig on my like on my head, and and the I don't know, it didn't feel right. I couldn't dance, I couldn't run around on stage, couldn't headbang with the wig, so that's why I don't feel like dressing for Halloween on stage is a good idea anymore for me.
Back to the to a more poignant question, I think. You once called yourself almost jokingly a gateway artist into heavy metal music. What is another artist that you believe gets people into heavy metal music that you respect for their efforts or that you find particularly interesting?
Oh, did I call myself a gate?
Yeah, like, no, not a gatekeeper, a gateway artist. So listening to you opens people up for jumping right into heavy metal music.
Oh, damn, that must be very old interview. I don't know. Well, I'm more like in transitioned from metal to different subgenres, That's what I probably meant, because we were not purely metal, and we are the ginger is a door to something. When you may be tired of a classic metal music and you want to try something else, but still as heavy as that, maybe even heavier, so that's where you knock a ginger door. And you asked me about what other artists I would.
Yeah, the other artists that are doing the same opening doors job that you do with your band.
Oh man. Well, I don't know, because we can't name the band as heavy as we are.
It can be any, it can be any band and into any genre. If you have a jazz band in mind or a funk band that kicked the door for your jazz or funk consumption open.
You know what? I'm gonna remind all the three interviews that I had today, I was talking about the same artist. So, and the same topic actually, that I've been listening to Russian gangster hip hop artists.
Okay.
So I would rather I definitely recommend, and I'm pretty sure you heard one of the tracks on the internet, that it's widely used, being used for reels and TikToks,
Okay.
and it's Giopika, GIOPIKAKA.
Giupica.
And I love it. I would definitely recommend to the people. If they, it's hip hop, but it's very brutal to my mind. It's brutal in like lyrically, and musically it's kind of also like badass. It's For me, it's like a hardcore hip hop, but without this heavy musical instruments, you know. It's the atmosphere that brings you to this kind of idea that it's like it's really hardcore lyrically, like lyric wise. It's damn, it's about prisons and prisoners and stuff. So yeah, I hope, I actually I'm hoping you heard it.
I can't remember hearing them, but I haven't had the chance to check them out isolated. I will do that right after the interview. I got one last question. One thing I found very funny for some reason is I researched you very thoroughly, as you could imagine, and for some reason I ended up in a pop music rabbit hole at one point of my journey, looking into you and into your band. And for some reason the name Britney Spears came up like 8 times in different interviews. What is the ideas that you could take over from the pop music world into modern metal music that would help modern metal music out?
Well, I think what I use, the tool that I got, like that I borrowed or I learned from pop music, is the catchiness of the melodies, for the choruses, for example, you know. And that's how I built my my vocal parts when I record songs. So usually I do it right in the studio, you know, pre-recording. I do pre-recording, and I figure my parts out right there in front of the microphone. So we actually don't do rehearsals anymore together because, well, as you might know, we live, me and my band, we live in a different con on a different continents right now, and there's no chance we can go like and spend hours, days, weeks together to write songs together, you know. So yeah, I have to write my vocal parts separately, and usually it's already when it's time for to record an album. So my this is my actual this is my goal. This is what I try to do, and what I actually do sometimes without even knowing that I'm doing it. It's writing vocal parts that are gonna be catchy, that you're gonna remember and sing, you know, is gonna play in your head over and over again, like Britney Spears's song, "Oops, I Did It
Oh
Again," by
God.
everyone.
That was so perfect, it will get us DMCA striked. Oh my God.
Oh no. Yeah.
Wow.
I love Britney Spears. You know, I love karaoke, so I sing Britney Spears all the time when I do karaoke. And yeah, that's my stuff. I love the catchiness of the pop music.
Tatiana, it's been lovely having you on the show. I hope you have a great rest of your evening, and I hope more endearing and fun interviews that will come across your way for the evening. And
I think
Oh,
you're
thank
on.
you so
Yeah, well, thank you for letting me show my impersonation of Britney Spears, giving
that.
me the platform to, yeah.
I was so shocked. It took a half a second, and my heart is pumping like double the speed it should. It was beautiful having you on the
Yeah,
show.
we can do more. Once, yeah, maybe next interview, just ask for 30 minutes long interview, and
And
I'm gonna sing more Britney Spears.
If you promise, I will ask for the next interview slot that I will that you open up for the next time you do interviews.
Yeah, for the next time. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Tatiana.
Thank you, Joseph.
And you out there, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, take care of Tatiana. If you haven't listened to the new album, listen to the new Ginger album, grab tickets for the tour, and most importantly, rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for your attention. And see you all on the road, people. Can't wait.
Bye-bye.
Bye.